miraculous events of companions. Miraculous events of companions. Miraculous events of companions. Radiyallahu anhum.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome once again in our new episode of our program Miraculous Events of the Sahaba, a program in which we discuss about the saintly miracles of the Honorable Companions Alayhim Ridwan, the powers, the authorities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them. And we refine our faith as well, we refine our aqeedah as well, and enrich our hearts further with the love and devotion of the Sahaba and the Ahlul Bayt, which is the source of success in both worlds. Dear viewers, today, inshallah, we'll speak about few companions, Alayhim Ridwan, and the saintly miracles that were manifested by them, and enrich our hearts further with their love and devotion, inshallah. But as per our normal routine, let's first of all listen to a virtue of sending peace and salutations upon the noble prophet, the final messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers, the second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab, radiyallahu ta'ala, reports that your du'as, supplications, remain suspended between the earth and the heavens until you send salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So dear viewers, we come to know that if we want our du'as to be accepted, then we should send salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So dear viewers, the first companion that we will talk about today is Sayyiduna Usayd bin Hudayr radiyallahu ta'ala. Again, a companion who is from the Ansar and very, very prominent and elite companion. And he radiyallahu ta'ala embraced Islam through the propagation of Sayyidina Mus'ab bin Umair radiyallahu ta'ala, who was sent to Madinat al-Munawwarah by Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And Sayyidina Usayd bin Hudayr radiyallahu ta'ala was the chief of his tribe. He was the leader of his tribe, and he was an individual of immense honor and awe. And one of the specialities or excellences that were associated with him was that he recited the Quran beautifully. This was one of his great merits. And even Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, the first caliph of Islam, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, also respected him a lot. He radiallahu anhu also held him in extreme, in immense esteem. And he radiallahu ta'ala was the one who was with Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu when Baitul Muqaddas was conquered. And similarly, dear viewers, he radiallahu ta'ala passed away in 20 Hijri during the caliphate of the second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, and he's buried in Jannatul Baqi. So let's talk about one of the saintly miracles that were manifested by him and see his greatness from this very perspective. So dear viewers, it is narrated that once he radiallahu ta'ala started reciting Surah Baqarah in his Tahajjud Salah, and nearby was also tied his horse, and his son called Yahya was also asleep nearby. Now, he radiallahu anhu was reciting Surah Baqarah in a beautiful melodious voice, beautiful recitation he was performing. All of a sudden, his horse went out of control to the extent that he felt as if the horse may trample the sun. Hence, he concluded his salah. He finished his salah and came in the courtyard. Running in the courtyard, he came and saw that there are several lamps like piece of cloud. So enlightened lamps like piece of cloud, which are descending upon his house. Now seeing this, he became very anxious. He became a bit worried, and he stopped his Quranic recitation. And in the morning, when he came in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, he relayed the entire account which took place the night before. So the Prophet ﷺ said that that was a group of the angels and they had descended your house from the skies due to your recitation of the Quran. And had you carried on to recite the Quran until the morning, then those angels would have come so close to the earth, so close to your house, that all the humans would have been able to see them. Subhanallah. Dear viewers, we come to know the greatness of Sayyiduna Usayd bin Huzair radiallahu anhu from the perspective of how beautifully he would recite the Quran and the angels would descend to listen to his Quranic recitation. So dear viewers, we do know that angels do descend to listen to the recitation of the Quran, but very few people are there who are able to see the angels who descend to listen to the Quranic recitation. And Usayd bin Huzair radiallahu anhu was amongst those individuals who was also able to see the angels who had come down to listen to the recitation of the Quran. Subhanallah. So dear viewers, you can imagine that what greatness he radiallahu anhu possessed from the perspective of Quranic recitation as well, the voice that he possessed, and how greatly his Quranic recitation was accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that angels would descend in such great numbers from the heavens to his house to listen to that recitation of his. And he radiallahu anhu was also blessed with the authority, with the power to see the angels as well, something which is not conferred upon every single individual. Now dear viewers, let's talk about Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Hisham radiallahu ta'ala. Now dear viewers, Abdullah bin Hisham radiallahu anhu was also a very, very prominent companion. And he radiallahu anhu was the grandfather of the famous muhaddith Sayyiduna Zuhra bin Ma'bad radiallahu ta'ala. And Abdullah bin Hisham radiallahu anhu is known to be among the muhaddithin of Hijaz. And again, Zuhra bin Ma'bad radiallahu anhu, who was his grandson, he is among his students who became very prominent and very acclaimed in terms of the scholarly brilliance. Dear viewers, Abdullah bin Hisham radiallahu ta'ala, he was specially blessed by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And he radiallahu was taken in his young age, in his youth, by his mother to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And his mother, she asked the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam to take him under his allegiance, to which the Prophet ﷺ said that he is very young at the moment. And then the Prophet ﷺ rubbed his hand, blessed hand, over the head of Abdullah bin Hisham radiallahu anhu and prayed for his well-being and blessing. Now, due to the dua of the Prophet ﷺ, the dua that he made for Abdullah bin Hisham radiallahu anhu, dear viewers, what would now happen is that whenever Abdullah bin Hisham radiallahu anhu would make any deal in the business, he radiallahu anhu would never suffer a loss. He would always be profitable. It is stated that Abdullah bin Hisham radiallahu anhu would take his grandson Zuhra bin Ma'bad radiallahu anhu to the market and he would buy grains. And the companions like of Abdullah bin Zubair and Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhum, they, when they would meet him, they would say that, please make us also a partner in your business, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has made dua for blessings, dua blessings and well-being for you. Then they would also join the trade, the business of Abdullah bin Hisham radiallahu ta'ala. And many a times it would happen that the profit that they would earn would be to the weight of the camel, and then they would send that profit in the form of goods to their houses. So dear viewers, Abdullah bin Hisham radiallahu ta'ala, this saintly miracle of his is very prominent, that he was specially given this dua from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam of blessings and well-being. So dear viewers, this shows us the great rank of Abdullah bin Hisham radiallahu ta'ala in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, especially from the perspective of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam making dua for him. So when the dua of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is made for him, subhanallah, the dua is accepted, and he's so beloved and chosen in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he would never face a loss. But another thing that we learn from this very incident, dear viewers, is that prominent companions like Abdullah bin Zubair, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhum, they would request him to make them his business partner. Why? Because of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And both the companions, Abdullah bin Zubair and Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhum, they knew that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has made dua for Sayyidina Abdullah bin Hisham radiallahu anhum, and he will not suffer a loss. This shows us, dear viewers, that both those companions, they regarded Abdullah bin Hisham radiallahu anhum very, very high. And the reason for this was, of course, the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also the piety and the greatness, the excellence of Abdullah bin Hisham radiallahu ta'ala. So this also shows us that this was the practice of the Sahaba, that they would include a pious person in their trade. They would make a pious person a partner in their business, a partner in their trade, so that they gain blessings of this. So this is even seen nowadays, dear viewers, where some people, they make righteous ulama or spiritual guides a business partner in their trade. So they know that for their blessings, with their blessings, they will also receive blessings in their business. Many people, they keep a share of Ghawthul Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi in their business. For example, 11% of their profits, they allocate that for on the name of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and that portion they separate and give it on his name in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They feed the poor, or they spend that money, that amount, in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this practice is a commendable practice, a practice which is very, very good. And the base of this is found from this very account, where Sahaba alayhim ridwan, they make pious people their business partners in the hope of receiving blessings. Why? Because they are blessed. And in this case, Abdullah bin Hisham radiallahu anhu was blessed by the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and other companions, they made him business partner in their trade, or became business partner in their trade. So this is something that we should also follow, dear viewers, that whether we are employed, whether we do a business, some portion of our income, whether it is profit, whether it is salary, we should allocate it for the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who are beloved in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and on their name we should perform sadaqah of it. Insha'Allah azza wa jal, we will see the blessings of it for us in our lives in this world and in the hereafter. Now, dear viewers, let's talk about another great, elite, prominent companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, who is also known to be the host of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Sayyiduna Abu Ayyub Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala an, subhanallah. The companion who was blessed with hosting the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in his own very house. The companion who sacrificed everything of his for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The companion who was blessed with the honor that the she camel of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam stopped in front of his house when the migration took place, and everyone wanted the Prophet ﷺ to come to their house, but the Prophet ﷺ told everyone to let go of the she-camel. The she-camel will stop by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and wherever it stops, I will stay there. And the she-camel stopped in front of the house of Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala. And how greatly Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu looked after the Prophet ﷺ. How greatly he radiallahu anhu served Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Example of this is not seen in history. As for the ease of meeting people, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam resided on the ground floor, whereas Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu, they stayed at the first floor. Otherwise, they wanted it other ways round, so that they are not above the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. But because for the ease of the people and ease and convenience of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is how it was decided. And once when water was spilled on the upper floor, Allahu Akbar, in the cold night, with this fear that in case the water drips down and harms the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in any way, the only duvet, the blanket that they had to cover themselves, they used that to absorb all the water and spent the entire night without any covering, without any duvet or blanket, just to make sure that the Prophet ﷺ is not harmed in slightest. And dear viewers, Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu is that honorable companion who had this passion to sacrifice his life upon the glad tiding that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave regarding the victory of Constantinople, and gave the glad tiding that those who conquer Constantinople, that army will be the dwellers of paradise. And to attain the blessings of this glad tiding, even in an old age, Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu participated in that very battle, and he radiallahu anhu passed away in Constantinople, and his shrine is also present in Istanbul, modern day Istanbul that we know as, but Constantinople back in those days. And the saintly miracle that is manifested by him, dear viewers, is that his blessed grave, his blessed shrine has become an abode of cure for the sick, for the ill. Those people who are ill, they would visit the blessed shrine of Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala, and with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they would get cure from the blessed soil of the grave of Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala. This was a special manifestation of special saintly miracle of Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala, where ill people, sick people would visit his blessed shrine and attain cure by the blessings of the soil of his blessed shrine. And this is all by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The cure is given by Allah Almighty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives cure. Allah Almighty is a provider of everything. But Allah has kept these blessings in his chosen people. And through these manifestations, we are told that these are the avenues through which we should seek the mercy of Allah. These are those ways through which we should seek the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala, such a prominent companion, the soil of his grave was abode of cure for people. People would visit and attain cure. Let's talk about another saintly miracle of another honorable companion, dear viewers, whose name is Sayyiduna Abdullah Mazini radiallahu ta'ala. He radiallahu is the last companion who passed away in Sham. And how he radiallahu passed away, dear viewers? He passed away in Hams, whilst performing wudu all of a sudden, without any illness, without anything. All of a sudden he passed away whilst performing wudu in Hams. Now the saintly miracle, dear viewers, that manifested by him was, he radiallahu never faced destitution in his life. He never faced any kind of poverty in his life, and it was due to the blessings of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So once the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam ate in his house, and then he made three du'as for his household. Number one, he said that, O Allah, dear Allah, forgive them. The second du'a was that, O Allah, shower mercy upon them. And the third du'a was, O Allah, give blessings in their sustenance. So due to the blessings of these du'as, dear viewers, he radiallahu anhu never faced destitution. There was no lack of sustenance that he faced during his life. And it was the blessings of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. When that dua was accepted, of course the other duas where the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam made dua for the forgiveness of this and also for mercy to be showered upon them, of course these duas would also have been accepted in their favor. So dear viewers, in today's episode, these are the companions that we discussed, and we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may Allah Almighty shower his choices of mercies and blessings upon all the companions in the entire Ahlul Bayt, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us all without accountability for their sake. Ameen. Bijahi khatam al-nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Miraculous events of companions. Miraculous events of companions. Miraculous events of companions. Radio.